Moncrief on News Talk.
As European nations rearm at a rate not seen since the Cold War, one commentator believes that a more insidious actor needs to be addressed first. The algorithm pushing egregious content onto social media platforms, which he believes is harming European democracy. Joining me now to discuss this is Dr. Johnny Ryan from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, who's been writing about these in today's Guardian. Johnny, very welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, Tom. All good.
Thank you very much for this. I was reading the article. You're painting a picture that would wake you up in the middle of the night, it has to be said, against which is the backdrop of Europe scrambling to remilitarise.
Yes, indeed. Well, right now we're in the middle of something we haven't seen in decades. The European Commission is setting aside 150 million euro to support different countries buying weapons and infrastructure for defense. And the Germans have decided they're going to invest something like €500 billion on infrastructure and defense.
God.
And across Europe, even here in Ireland, we're seeing lots of investment in hardware and training. Now, whether you're convinced that that's a very good idea or a very bad idea, it makes no sense to be investing in weapons and in defense if you haven't also invested the effort to protect your politics against foreign manipulation.
Right.
And that's the problem that I think we haven't addressed.
Okay. You're saying that a continent sleepwalking towards disaster, and what European leaders need to do is confront these three new realities that you've identified. Just tell us a bit about them.
Now you're asking me to remember the exact format.
No, just, I'm sure they're etched into your brain, Johnny.
Etched. Okay, so the first of the new realities is, and we're seeing it happen not just weekly, but daily, the US is turning autocratic. It is now hostile to its allies. In the United States, for decades, there are some people in Silicon Valley in particular who have advanced this idea of a dark enlightenment. That's their own language. They are opposed to the idea of a liberal democracy where people have rights and freedoms, including civil liberties, and where you vote to decide who's going to be in charge. And some among them believe in the idea of a monarch. That's not something I've just made up, ridiculous though it sounds. And this might have sounded cute decades ago, when the idea was that Steve Jobs might run California. But people in the circle around MAGA on the tech side have, some of those people have a very, very strong idea that liberal democracy has had its day and we don't really need elections anymore. Now, that's a problem for us in Europe. The second is that that administration, the Trump administration, happens also to be in control of virtually all of Europe's media and the digital platforms that we use for our, you know, our domestic internal political debates. Even newspapers rely on Google and others, American firms, for their advertising infrastructure online. So the Trump administration, which has the tech oligarchs firmly in its grasp, that administration has its hands on the levers of our political debate. They can decide, and we've seen it happen, they can decide some voices will be suppressed, some voices elevated and boosted. So the third of those problems is that for Europeans under 30, recommender systems, the algorithms that decide what content will be in their social feeds, those systems are what they rely on for their news, for their views about politics. And those are the systems that can take, you know, trustworthy journalists and suppress them, and I think have. And those are also the systems that generate greater revenue. And we found this from Frances Haugen when she blew the whistle in Meta. Those systems generate greater revenue when they're amplifying outrage and disgust and loathing. So for 10 years, we've had those systems bumping up feeling on the extreme right and the extreme left, but bumping up feeling at the edges, minimizing the space for a sensible, reasonable debate among people of different views in the middle. But now those systems are under the control of Donald Trump, with the sole exception of TikTok,
right,
its system, which is under the control of the Chinese. And it seems to me that Europe cannot allow a situation where hostile foreign powers control the hidden levers of its internal debate.
Right. I think we've all seen, as you've seen the developments in the States and his control over the media and what it could up to. And we know about the algorithms. But I think what might come as a surprise to people is the kind of power that Ireland could have in this. How do we have, you're saying that we have the power in Ireland to switch off those algorithms. How do we uniquely have that power?
We have that power not just once, but several fold. The first one that comes to mind is that Ireland is the place in Europe where Meta, TikTok, Microsoft, Apple, Google, you know, all of those companies, with the exception of Amazon, have their European headquarters here in Ireland. Now, a quirk of European law means that it is our enforcer, the Data Protection Commission, which is supposed to police how all of those companies use data about people all across Europe. Now, that's absolutely essential. If you're running an algorithm that decides what to put into Tom Dunn's feed to keep him outraged and scrolling, you know, because you want to show him more ads, you need to have a really intimate understanding of who he is. And the systems get that understanding by monitoring everything Tom Dunn is doing. And those data are particularly carefully protected in European law, but that is not enforced. So today, under existing European law, that system shouldn't be operating at all unless Tom Dunn has been told all about it.
Sure.
And has confirmed that that's what he wants. And when we asked people, we commissioned Ireland Thinks in January last year, we commissioned them to poll, a representative poll across all of Ireland. And we asked people, do you want the freedom to decide again what you see and what you choose to share with your friends online? Or do you want a hidden system to be hoovering up all of your intimate thoughts and then deciding for its own advantage what to show you? 82% of people said, no, we want to decide if we're going to switch that system on. So it's our Data Protection Commission, and there's another regulator, Commission Aman, that have the role of defending Europe in that way, but they haven't done it.
Right. I don't know where to start on that. Commission Aman is what stands between us and the fall of Western democracy. It seems that this really has to come from an EU level, that it has to be the EU saying it's on your territory, Ireland, off you go. Because the minute we take them on, honest to God, what happens next?
Well, just to be clear, what we're not talking about, we are not talking about switching off TikTok or Meta or Snapchat. We're not saying the platforms have to stop. And we're also not saying there should be some censorship regime. We're saying that the artificial amplification, that system, that does have to be switched off. And you're right, Tom. What we need is a signal from Brussels to Dublin saying it's time for you to do your part. And that has to come from von der Leyen herself.
Right. How likely is that?
I think it's inevitable. The question is, will it come too late? And is it already too late? We are in the middle of a crisis. And sometimes you can't see a crisis until it's too late. But do you remember that moment in the Titanic where the engineer is explaining to Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet?
Yes.
That, you know, the ship can tolerate one or two or three compartments filling with water. That's where Europe is right now. There's a few compartments, and liberal democracy is in a bad shape in those compartments. Now, by the way, when I say liberal democracy, I'm not pushing for any particular politician. I'm saying that you get to choose as the voter. That's what we're worried about here, your choice and your freedom. There's a few compartments where that's in jeopardy. And if that spreads to more compartments, it's over. The liberal democratic experiment, which is not an absolute, it's not a guaranteed thing in history, will be over. So the stakes are as high as they could possibly be. This is not the tone we would usually speak in, but the stakes are indeed very, very high.
Right. A few questions for you from listeners, Johnny, see if you're okay with these. Listener wants to know why the EU doesn't go about building its own democratic social media platform with such a setup, instead of trying to make these companies who are never going to agree to shut the algorithm off. Would that be better for everyone?
That's an interesting idea. Let me put it another way. If I were an Irish farmer and there was dangerous beef coming into our market, I would go to my politician and say, look, I understand that anyone can export beef into Europe. That's the way trade works. You're allowed to bring your product in here. But as soon as we decide it's dangerous or in some way harmful, you know, the shield goes up and you are told, no, 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 your products cannot be in our market. It would be the same with a defective microwave. Now, these platforms are more defective than your average defective microwave. They've proven that time and again, and the manufacturer refuses, absolutely refuses to correct them. So it's time to treat them the way we treat any other product. There's no need for us to reinvent anything, right? We don't need to go in and tinker with these products. There are European alternatives. I'm not sure how well they would be able to take a user base from these products while they're still behaving as they're behaving.
Yeah.
And there is a second part of the answer, which is a big problem, particularly with child protection, Tom, is that these things are addictive, right? So why are there cases again and again where self-harm and suicide is being pushed into a child feed, and yet the child is still on the platform? The reason is dangerous design.
Right.
It's responsible for the addiction and for the bad content getting to the child.
I think people are saying, harking back to the glorious days of the feed when it was all cat videos or your friends poorly taken holiday snaps. It's a long way from that now, isn't it? And really, what's at the core of this is that it's really pushing a news agenda, and that news agenda is what people under 30 are being swallowing, it would seem. How close do you think Europe is to taking some kind of action on this?
How close are we all to understanding that exactly what you described, that promise of social media, is no longer where we are? The social media that we grew up with, 10, 15 years ago, it promised to connect us, and instead it's ripping our communities apart. Now, I think everybody now gets that.
Yeah.
That's no longer controversial to say. We all know it. The question is, do we know what needs to be done about it? Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, has proposed something called a democracy shield. We haven't yet seen what's in that shield, so let's just wait to judge it. I believe this week there will be brought before cabinet here in Ireland a national counter-disinformation strategy. And I can tell you, We felt it was necessary to pull out of that process because there were no substantive measures. Maybe this has changed, but I believe not. No substantive measures to deal with this problem.
Okay. Johnny, listen, we'll follow this closely. It's fascinating, and you have to say there's an awful lot on the line. Johnny Ryan, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, thank you very much indeed.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.